Okay, so just one item where we left off last time. I think the question was posed whether the minhag reflected in the mechaber of not eating meat beyom hatefila extends to chicken soup. I looked around a little bit. I saw the Dark Yeshiva quotes in Sukkot and Ayin Ches, Achronim, that say that if you have a tafshil that was cooked with shuman shel basar, the minhag is to eat such a tafshil. If there's no fleishik be'en, then that would be acceptable. And not that there's much of a havamina otherwise, but you also saw the tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek, Zion, Simen, Ayin Hey, I believe it was, Chelek, Zion, Simen, Ayin Hey. And it was actually a tshuva, Chelek, Zion, Simen, Ayin Hey, where the Minchas Yitzchak writes that the Isser, or the Minhag, of not eating Basar Yom HaTevilah does not apply to Dagim. It's real meat and chicken, but not the fish, although he doesn't think there's much of a habit to say otherwise, but he just responds to the Shoal that it doesn't apply to fish. Okay, what we... if it's something that gets stuck in your teeth, as we pointed out from contemporary Polsky, that you should avoid that. That's not the spirit of the minhag. The formal minhag was basar, because basar tends to get stuck in your teeth, at least some basar tends to get stuck in your teeth. Once the minhag was established, so it establishes a kind of a plug, that even if you have a piece of basar that's not going to get stuck in your teeth, something that's ground up, the minhag still extends to that. And the contemporary post can point out in the other direction that it's not in the spirit of the minhag, maybe not part of the formal minhag, but if you have something that you know is going to get stuck in your teeth, or that tends to get stuck in your teeth like popcorn, then you should avoid that even if it's not formally part of the minhag about basar. Okay, the very last thing that we discussed last time, and we have to pick up from there, is a maimer of Reish Lakish about Tfila Kederech Gidei Lasa. So, look back at the Gemara on Samach Zayin Amin Aleph. Reish Lakish said, Ha'isha la tipo ela derech gidei lasa, a woman has to go to the mikveh in a natural position, derech gidei lasa, and the Reish Lakish quotes, the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah, in the context of a negayim, how to present a nega as far as the actual position that the body should have. And the Gemara assumes within this member of Reish Lakish that the same is true when it comes to tefillah. If you take a look at Rashi there in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskil Lo Titbo, Rashi writes, Kolomar Lo Basara, so she shouldn't pressure or crowd her arms over her body. She shouldn't crowd her legs, her thighs, one on top of each other. Rather, she should position herself in the way that she normally would walk and conduct yourself. Umasha nichsa v'kamot v'ein mayim ba'im bo lo yechbaslat. But at that point, that which is covered, and the water doesn't get into it, that doesn't bother us. V'ein matzricha l'fashet beis kamateha v'sisareha, she doesn't have to unfold the natural folds, ela kedarkan tamit. So she has to position herself in a natural way. If she's going to crowd her body, crowd her arms, crowd her legs, then that's going to prevent the water from coming into those parts of the body. So what emerges is that this is the difference between areas that are begali and beis hasarim. When it comes to beis hasarim, there's a requirement of ra'i lo beis mayim, even if you don't need beis mayim amish. You need right of the esmayim, but when it comes to the actual area of the body that's totally exposed, so then it's not just right of the esmayim, you need actual esmayim. And if you're going to create folds in that area that are not natural, that's going to be a violation, or you're not going to have the proper esmayim that you need for the mekamos ha'guyim. And that's why the tefillah has to be kederech gidei lasa. So the Sforim point out that Rashi essentially is presenting both a kula and a chumra. A chumra that she has to be careful not to crowd if she's going to halt her limbs in a unnatural crowded position, that's going to create kamatim, which are a problem for Bias Mayim. But at the same time, she also doesn't have to go to the other extreme. It doesn't have to be poshetes, those falls that are natural, that naturally occur in the body in her normal positioning. So it comes out both a chumra and a kula. In some of the other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ravid, they just emphasize the chumra. They don't present the kula here. They just emphasize that you can't be a dochek the limbs of the body. But the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch sounds more like what we saw in Rashi in both directions, in Siflam and Hay. Lo tit bo b'kom is a kufa, nimnei shi yesh m'kom ha-shem esatrim ba, v'lo tishka harbe ashid b'kus darez ebezeh. So she shouldn't crowd herself or bend in such a way that you're going to create extra folds. And then, a little later in the Sif, you don't have to position your thighs away from each other too much. So it has to be the normal, the middle position, not too crowded, but it doesn't have to be too spread out either. Which seems to be reflective of what we saw in Rashi. But the actual lashon of Eina Tzricha L'Hachik, the Be'er Agra points out here, is from the Rosh. But he's Mitzayin in Rashi as well, that this is reflected in Rashi, and that's what's reflected in Shulchan Aruch, that it's the normal positioning, not too extended and not too constricted. Okay, the Beis Yosef at the very end of a relatively lengthy piece in the Beis Yosef here on the Se'if, the Beis Yosef quotes the Smag, according to Aruch, that the din of Reish Lakish was only stated in the context of Taros and not in the context of Vayla. So we had encountered in the previous Memes of the Gemara, the Girsa that Tosfos has from Rabbeinu Hananel of Las Hilchos HaKachol HaNishmaisa. So if you read the Gemara, again, we had the initial three Memes that are reflected in the beginning of the Semen, of the Dukusolta and Kachol, and then we have the statement about Atzimis and Nayim B'Yosar, and then that's where Tosos presents, this gives Rabbeinu Hananel, Paschayna, at that point, you have Les Hilchos HaKachol HaNishmaisa, and then you have the Memra of Reish Lakish. But the Beis Yosef quotes, and then we saw the Shidus Arayvid, the Les Hilchos is going only in the first three, they have to be shown that do have Les Hilchos going on four, fine. But the way the Beis Yosef quotes here from the Smag, Mishema Aruch, is that Les Hilchos is modifying Reish Lakish as well, in a sense. Reish Lakish is connected to the previous Memras, the connection between Atzimus Einayim B'Yosar and Tfilo Kedarika de Lassa. And then Reish Lakish also is only relevant to Taros and not Labaila, so Les Hilchos HaKachal HaNishmaisa covers Reish Lakish as well. And then the Beis Yosef quotes a Tashbetz, who writes without explanation that this is the position of the Rambam. How is this the position of the Rambam? So the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Kaf Beis, Perek Beis, Halacha Kaf Beis, Miklos, the Rambam writes, Paschai Nabi Yosef, Okay, I should have started, Kaf Aleph. Kochel Sheba Ayin Einu Chotzeitz. And then Allah Kabez, Paschal Nabi Yosef, Asmei Nabi Yosef, Lo Also La Tevila. Mezla Memurim, Le Mutaros, Avalativa La Baila, Harei Zu Mutaros. So the Rambam, in the context of beginning halacha kaf, and then kaf aleph has the din of lift of sheba ayin, kachol sheba ayin, and then halacha kabeis has the din of paskin nabi yoser, asmi nabi yoser, and then the Rambam paskins, les hilchos akachol anishmaisa, that this is only relevant in Yetaros and not Latir Labaila. So there's no mention here of this din of Reish Lakish, of Tefillah Kedarik Delasa. And if anything, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, Beis Astar and Beis HaKamatim Ein Antzrichin She'yavol Behem Mayim. All you need is Roy L'Bias Mayim. Va'isha Tavelas Kederek Nerosa Koregas Ukmeni Kasmina. And the woman has to be Tavelas Kederek Gidelasa. So there the Rambam quotes this din without qualification. And he doesn't quote Malacha in Perek Beis, where he has a list of the last Hilchos HaKachol HaNishmaisas. He has an Malacha, in Perek Beis, where he has the last Hilchos HaKachol HaNishmaisas. He only has this in Perek Aleph without qualifications. If anything, it sounds like they're totally not related. The Reish Lakish's Maimra stands alone, and there's no restriction that this is only in Tyrus and not Labaila. So where did the Tashbates get this notion that the Rambam restricts Reish Lakish to Taras and not Labaila? So the best I could find is in the Hagos V'Aros on the Machon Yishalayim Tomer Devar Tor, they put it on the footnote, maybe you saw this, that maybe the Tashbetz understood that what the Rambam writes in Paragraph is still modified by Paragbeis, that the Chisar Nevas Mein Abbi Yoser is being Tavalis in a abnormal, non-natural position, isn't it? And that would extend to Derek Delasa. That's what the footnote there suggests, even though, again, doesn't really explain. It's Sassim Yoser may have inferred if that's the case, that the Rambam would have relied on his qualifications in Perek Beis to go back to Perek Aleph. So I don't know. That's how the Tashbetz understands the Rambam, but probably, if you just read the Rambam straight, you wouldn't have gotten an impression on your own. So, lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes at the end of the Sif, at the end of Lamin Hay, im shinsa kigon shachsa biyoser zakva biyoser, also la tefila, that if she didn't position herself kedera kedelasa, and she actually went to a more extreme bending of the limbs, or a overly erect position, it still counts. The Yeshvisha Omer Shalo also. So the references in the Osios of the Ramah here are to the Aruch, Smag, Tashbetz, and Rambam. So those are those we've shown him, that Aruch and Smag we know, Tashbetz is understanding the Rambam, even if one may argue differently in the Rambam. Those are the of the West Hilchos HaKachol HaNishmaisa applying to Reish Lakish, and that's why it wouldn't be Le'ikuva. The Yesh Mishamer Shel Asa would be those shitos that is a member of Reish Lakish LaHalacha, and it would be Le'ikuva. Rami?
Just two things. One is, what's the problem with being overly straight?
The problem with overly straight is that you're going to create kumatim in the other direction. Because if you stretch, so then you may create folds over here.
Oh, overly straight means like your arms up.
Or your back is up too straight, so then you're creating kumatim on the in the back. Because if you're anytime you're not in a natural position, either direction, bending too much or erect, being too erect, then you're potentially creating kumatim in areas of the body that are normally flat.
And then also the Tashbetz,
really
looking at the
Tashbetz
itself,
the Seemar. No, actually, I was about to look at it last night, and then both Bar Ilan and Osir Chachma weren't working. And then I didn't have a chance to look back to the Beis Yosef. The way the Beis Yosef quotes it is just a line that you can sign around without explaining. But you can look now if it's kind of like Alison and Yitzhak. If you find anything, right, I was trying to look at it last night, I couldn't find it, and then this morning I forgot to check again. So you'll let me know if you find any further Gili. Okay, so...
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How is it possible to be Tobelus without any bending over, just practically speaking, a person is usually taller than, or not always, but sometimes taller than the mikvah?
So as far as being taller than the mikvah, that's the next step. But even if... that's if I'm involved. And Siflam and Zion, but the standard, it doesn't mean that there can't be any bending. It has to be a relatively normal position. And the mikveh typically, so that's a discussion in Siflam and Vav, which is Machlokas Mishonim. What happens if the mikveh is too short, or the person's too tall, and the only way of effectively being toveles is by having more of a laying down position than a straight up position. So that's if Lam and Zayim, the Mechaber goes, Yesh Mishomer, Shach Mishayim Begolva, Mea Mikvah, Elam Kain Paneva Gufa, Kushim Bekarka, which means that she's more horizontal than vertical. Shapradami, because as long as the body is relatively straight, even if it's not straight down but straight horizontally, that would be sufficient as well. The point of Derek de Lassa is that it's a natural enough position that you're not creating kamat in an area that you wouldn't normally have folded during your normal walking Derek Hiluchah or the position of a ragas v'chule that you have from the Mishnah context of the Gemara.
In our mikvahs, though, if a woman would be taller than the mikvah, would it be possible to be horizontal? I don't know if there would be space. I'm just trying to think practically about how it works.
I'm not sure how often that comes up with Dharmic Vos. Again, Stiff Lama Vav said, Sarshi, hey, Nikva Gavor, me Ali Tibur, Zaris, the Facha. So that's, let's say, a little bit less than a foot. So you have to, the Lechachila is that you have the mikveh water is the zeres above tibura, so that you can just bend a little bit and then still have the positioning of Reish Lakish. I'm not sure how often that comes up, that the mikvahs aren't large enough for the normal tefillah position. I know, but we assume he quotes the Yesh Mishomer, but that's the only day he quotes here, that if you need to extend yourself in a horizontal position, that would be acceptable, and that's still considered Derech Kedelasa.
As long as the water comes lamala mikibura, that's considered, then whatever bending over you would need to be would still be considered kidara kidilasa? I'm only asking just because it's just picturing it in my mind, like you're going to have to make folds in the body to bend over, so I guess there is some level of leeway. I'm just asking how much leeway.
And Rabbi Morgenstern has an interesting footnote. He writes, I don't know to the extent this is true or if there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and America, he writes, the Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael now is that they check a lot of mikvahs, and in a lot of mikvahs, the water level isn't high enough for the proper positioning for most tefillahs. He says the normal height of mikvahs now is 1.2 meters, which is what, 3 feet and change? In some places, 1.23 meters. But if that's the height, then according to, based on the average height of women nowadays, you're not going to get to that shear. He says his Eretz is 25 centimeters, me'al tibura. Why are the mikvahs so short? He says that 100 years ago, women were shorter. And they didn't change the mikvahs, even though the average height of women has grown. He spoke to Rav Yasher. Rav Yasher said they should fix the mikvahs.
Rav Yasher agreed that this guy's living
on... That he doesn't quote. I don't know. Just from I guess our only point of reference is when we go to the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Normal, I mean, maybe all of you go every Erev Shabbos, but I don't. They asked Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld why he was makpid to go to the mikvah so frequently. So apparently he responded that if someone's megayer, they have to go to the mikvah. So if the mikvah has that effect for someone not Jewish, so kosher kenah should have an effect on someone who's Jewish. but for most of us who don't go to the mikvah every day, I won't cast aspersions on anyone. But our favorite reference is when we do go. So at least in my experience, the mikvahs that I've been have seemed to be high enough to allow for tefillah derech gedolasa.
I'm very tall, so you know.
That was my point of reference too. I don't have the greatest memory, but I don't know. I thought,
especially since we didn't go to the
Kesher Rosh Hashanah. You have to dunk to get into the mikvah, so you have to fold up your body somewhat.
Right. So there is a somewhat, but it's not. I mean, if you were to put your feet on the bottom of the mikvah, you would be submerged typically.
I didn't
think so.
Okay, I'm not sure. So, Rabbi Morgenstern raises this issue, but it's just all I'm not aware of the Mitzvahs there, if it's really different than the Mitzvahs in America. I haven't heard issues with mikvahs here of not being tall enough in general, so I don't know.
You should
go
make a mikvah.
Yeah, Rami.
You know, just like the top 50 is he's just quoting Parak Bees, and he just quotes it verbatim, and he says that he did read Rami, but it's on the
Okay, track. Right. That's what he says he quoted. Okay, yeah. Good. Thank you. Okay. So again, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether this Derek Yedilasa is Li'ikuva. So the Shach writes to him, Sivkata Memtes, Tzarachim Bazet, going on the Stam that also a Tvila. V'chein, the Ofni Abiyasa L'kaman Sivkata Memtes. The Yesh Armin to also La Tvila. So there also, as we had discussed previously, the Makadra quotes that as a Yesh Omrim. Ain't of Alaman de Gars Bishas, the less Hilchas Lakachal and Ishmaisa. But that day that it works, that's only if you assume less Hilchas Lakachal and Ishmaisa, and Rish Lakish is not relevant. Labaila. Avala Machaber, Al Kahakhlos Rulahaki, as we noted in the past. Shrey Pasuk Le'el, Sivkas Gabi Kachol, Sivtas Gabi Dam, Shabamaka Shachotzeitz. V'ze'enu El Mandala, Gabi Zachi B'shas. The Machaber is also only one day at the beginning of the Simen that Kachol, Rivda de Kasilda is Lahalacha, which means that we assume that all these members are relevant to Labaila, Labatalia, V'tzarachlayim. So the Shach, as we saw, the Shach raised a question in the context of Atzimah Sinai, and a couple of Stephen later, the Shach raises it here as well, that Stam Yesh Omrim, we usually assume that the sheet of record, or the sheet of Lalacha, is the Stam. The head of the Stam is also Latvila, which is consistent with the position that Lasel Chosek Ochal HaNishmaisa, and the Mechaber says from earlier, that so the Shach is bothered by the fact that the Mechaber quotes Tudeus here, and the Mechaber implicitly sounds like he's paskening that you have to be Choshesh, that this is in fact Likuva, that the day of record, you know, the Shach wondered earlier why the Mechaber doesn't want the other day, but in practice the Mechaber didn't, so then it should follow that you have to be Machmir, that these positioning issues are Li Kruva. Sidri Tara in Sukkot and Vav is not convinced by the assumption that the Shach makes. The Shach makes the assumption, which we were working with till now, that the question as to whether Derek and Ulus is Ma'akim or not is dependent on whether we pass like Rish Lakish Lenin the Baila. But Rish Lakish's statement assumes that it's Likuva. So Sidri Tara says, maybe not. Maybe even Rish Lakish, whatever context Rish Lakish is talking, is only a Lichachila, but not necessarily that it's Ma'akik. So even if we were to paskin this halacha in the context of a Baila, maybe it's only a Lichachila, maybe it's not Likuva. And the lesson of Lo tipal erek de lasa, maybe that's not necessarily Likuva. And the Yoha Shochan writes this as well in Sivkat and Pei Gimel that it's not Likuva, even if Reish Lakish did intend the din to apply Libaila. The Chazon Ish has the following back and forth. And the Chazon Ish is in Simen Sadi Hei. They raise the question in Simen Sadi Hei Os Beis, what's the din b'di'evet? And if there are, if she's not Tavelas Kederek Adilasa, if there are additional Kamatim. So, first, he writes, L'chora Nira, that the Chisaron of Kamatim, where it's not Kederek Adilasa, is not a Chatzitz issue. That if you have Kamatim, B'mekamos HaNegulim, not Beis Astarim, so those kematim, it's not pshat that it's a chatzitza, because if it was a chatzitza, so then you're only talking about a miyad hamakbet at worst, which is only the rabbana. So it wouldn't be the most severe concern. So it's, no, it's not a concern of chatzitza, but it's not tefillah at all. There's no bias mayim, not a chatzitza, it's not tefillah. It's keilu, you were tovel only part of the body. Right, if you're tovel the half of the body, or three quarters of the body, or anything but all the body, that's not a chatzitza problem for the area that's not in the mikvah. That's not called tefillah. There hasn't been bias mayim on your whole body. And then in Os Gimel and Dalid, he retracts from that a little bit. And he says that maybe it's really a chatzitza issue and not a bias mayim issue. V'chaynira b'tavelas shelo k'derek k'delasa she'enu ala k'mira makri. Maybe we talk a word equate tavelas shelo k'derek k'delasa to a Miut HaMakbid. The Tam Miut HaMakbid, She'eino Chotzeit, Eino Mitzad Bittol HaZefes L'Guf. If you have your standard Miut HaMakbid, there's not pshat that the Dabar Chotzeit is bottled to the body. El She'eino Chashuv L'Chutz L'Havdil Ben Gufo L'Ben HaMayim. But it's not significant enough to pose a chatzitza. The kevin shakulu tochamayim, the ruba nageh b'mayim, hechshim b'tori tefila. So as long as your entire body is in the water, and rove of the body is touching the water, then that's considered a tefila, and the miut that is chotzeit doesn't bother us. The Helkach, Gam B'cholak Matam HaYosim, Yiderek Yidei Lasan, Eim Chosis Himin HaTorah, El B'Ruban. So if you have Kmatim, if you're not Yiderek Yidei Lasan, that's just a Miut HaMakbid, and that's not the Chotzeit Min HaTorah. U'bazan Uvan, that's a poskim, Degar Sinan B'Gemara V'Laminan El Taras. And then, based on this, you can understand why would Reish Lakish only apply to the Taras and not the Baila? If he accepted the first chat, that if you have Kamatim, it's like you're only Tovel half the body, so then how could you entertain that that's a good Tvila? How could you entertain that Reish Lakish didn't apply the Baila? If the nature of the chisaron of shaloka derek lasa is that it's not considered tefila kol haguf, ulfia amar yesh lamar the kain the miut hamakbid elam of the body. But if you say that the chisaron of shaloka derek lasa isn't that it's keilu your tovel kol chati haguf, but rather it's tefilas kol haguf, and as long as the rov is not chotzeit, so we're not bothered by the miut. And then we're only talking about a din d'rabbanan. So the gozer mitzvah, the gan ein shayich, was a lugzer atu rubo hamak. So that's how the chazan says. You'd have to understand if, according to the position that the din of Reish Lakish derek nivas is not likuva, is not relevant lebayla. At least likuva. So that's because even there, it's equivalent to a miut hamakbid and lo gazu rabbanan b'chi hai gavna. And that's why the tefila under the circumstances in that position would not be likuva. So says the Chazon Ish. The Taz raises a different concern over here in Sefkata Lamed Hey. Kashali. Lama Yifsal Bidi Eved. Why? And the Yish Misha Omer, the Shach is bothered by the first day, Taz is bothered the second day. Why would it be possible Bidi Eved if it's Shalak Kedarik Kedar Lassa? Maishna Bisif Lamed, Damina Menesha Mayim Akdinim. Hachanami Neim Ahachi, Dakdinim Mayim Losim Kamatim, Kodem Shinibiku. Chinibiku, Ideas Kifosh, Kiyaharbe. That why do we assume that everything defaults to Mayim Akdim? Because as you're going into the mikvah, there is Mayim Akdim to that area that you're going to bend once you're in the mikvah. The Yosef Kashal, Fidasa Tur, Shafil, Betitcha, Braglai, Naposhesh, Kamash, the Chatil, Elsif, Lam, and Gimel, that even if you have tit on your feet, you can apply Mayim Akdim. No, the concern is that maybe you'll already begin bending before you go into the mikvah. So you get the mayim atim because the folds will already be folded before you go into the mikvah. So if that's true, then there's a way out. So then, if you go into the mikvah up to your neck before you bend, so then that will be okay, even if you're going to be shaloki derek de lasa. Shalkopani Yeshmatama Yusa in Tishka Harbi Vilavadita. So the Taz recommends that every woman should go into the mikveh gradually so that you create a Maya Matimim situation that you could fall back on, at least b'di'eved, if you end up unconsciously or not realizing doing the tefillah shalok k'derek k'delas. So if you're going to go to the mikvah ad savara first, in a way that you're not creating folds before you go in, then even if it ends up being shalok k'derek k'delas, so you can fall back on Mayim Matim. The Shach Nekudas HaKesef writes that he doesn't understand the Taz's kasha to begin with. Well, kasha midi. The Hasam Pirusha Kamasha Kasav Rash, the Nesha Mayim Matim in Kolomar, the Shek Tachva Ragla Batit, Prakamur Mayim, the Nagru, the Raglaha, Kodin Shigilatit. Means that your feet touch the mikvah water, and that's considered mechubar to mikvah before the tit adheres to your feet. You know, the problem is that the tit's on the bottom of the mikvah. The woman's going to the mikvah, the tit's gonna stick to her feet. But before the feet get to the bottom of the mikvah, you already have mayim atimim, and it's in the mikvah, and you have that mikvah water that surrounds the feet. But here, if you have kmatim, water in that area is never mechubar to begin with. So you don't say mayim matim. By the hand, you're sticking your hand in the mikvah, then it's surrounded by mikvah water, that's mayim matimim. But if you have a fold, the mikvah water never goes into the fold.
But don't you take it out for the woman to hold your hand?
But it's still, the mikvah water is still there, as opposed to the kmat, meaning you stick your hand in, so then you have mikvah water on your hand, and that's considered, as long as it's still tofeach amenasat piach, so you still have some water on your hand. It only works if there's still some enough to fech aminas apiach on the hand. Here, the Shach is saying that the water never got into the kmatim. It was never mechubar the mikveh to begin with. Because if you're going into the mikveh with folds, so then the water never penetrated that area of the fold. That's the Taz's solution. The Shach is going to Taz's question. Taz's question is, why should it be possible to the Eved? Don't you always have Mayim Matimim?
That's just a strange question. If there's folds to begin with, then what's the meaning? Then is it? Granted, that's what the Shach's calling out, but it's a strange question. Of course, there's a minor.
The Taz of the question is assuming that we're talking about a mitzias where the folds are folded from the time you get into the mikvah. The Taz of the question is assuming that we're talking about folds that were not folded when you came into the mikvah. You had Mayim Makdimim before they fold. So, which is why the Taz says that you solve all problems if you make sure that you have no folds that are folded before you get into the mikvah. And the Shach is saying that the question, so you're saying, you're right, even the Taz should acknowledge in theory that if you have folds that are really folded, then you wouldn't say Mayim Makdimim. So there isn't a fundamental machlokas between the Shach and the Taz in that case. That's what you're asking. I think the Sidrei Tara kind of gets at that, because the Sidrei Tara writes in Sifkatan Ayin Gimel, he writes, really, Shanachon l'chol isha shetasakein. Shalko panim yesh b'setzam la yusa in tishka harbe v'labudaita. Oh, sorry, that's the task, sorry. The question of course, is the shach. L'nias daiti, divri ataz l'chonim, d'chol isha tasakein shetesha mitchila tzavar b'mayim, so you have nothing to lose if you're going to follow Taz's advice and submerge yourself up to the neck so that you have Mayim Akdimim, then even according to the Shach, you've accomplished something, because then the Shach should acknowledge that you solved the Mayim Akdimim problem. That's the Sidrei Tara of Katan Ayin Gimel. You have nothing to lose. No, it's all Sidrei. There are 2 points. The Shach has the objection to what's the task of Kasha to begin with of Mayim Akdimim. But the Shach also holds that lahalacha. The Shach holds that the lahalacha, if you tov el shelo kederek delasa, it's ma'akev. Right, so that's what it means. If you haven't lost anything according to the Shach, even though the Shach holds that if you tov el shelo kederek delasa, you may have to redo the tefillah. The Taz is saying if you're going to do this eighth of Mayim Akdimim, so then, even if you end up being Tavela Shalok Kederek Delasa, you at least can rely on a Mayim Akdimim. So would the Shach say that if you tow a Shalok Kederek Delasa, that you can rely on Mayim Akdimim if you have a real Mayim Akdimim situation? Not sure. So maybe that's a law hasida, that because the Shach is machmir even b'diavon lo kederek delasa, so maybe he wouldn't rely on mayim makdimim alone. But you haven't made it worse. You have nothing to lose, because according to the Taz, it's kosher, definitely kosher. According to the Shach, maybe you can rely on mayim makdimim if you don't really have come out and that prevented the Mayim Akdimim. So maybe that's the Taz, maybe that's the Sidrei Tara's Lo Hifsida. The Chazon Ish Chazanish writes the halacha in Simon Sadi Hey Os Hey, he quotes the Taz. He quotes the Sidrei Tara. He writes, Lefiza Yeshlan Lahakal Bidi Eved, Hecha Shizakva Bimayim, the Akakach Shaksa Batavla, came in the Ikra Hashash, Enu Alamidar Banan Kamashika Savnu, the Gamish Poskin de la Baila in the Katsitsa. The gam ein zavada de nikba the kesvaras ataz. Mayu hechashamayim. Mi'otin yishlochas shenasu kefalim chutz lamayim. Sarafi and Lavil. So the Shah says you can rely on this and the Taz's Eitzah in a B'di'evet situation. As Lechachila, you have to make sure that everything is properly Kedera Kedelasa. But if you follow the Taz's Eitzah, even though the Shah maybe is not excited by you, and Sidri Tara just says Lohifsid, maybe my Matima won't work in this situation because we're concerned that there still are Kamatim. But if you did it, weren't about Kedera Kedelasa, but you did the Taz's Eitzah, so then there's one to rely on B'di'evet, since anyway Shalom Kedera Kedelasa Chasin Yishtik is only a problem Midi Rabbanan, and anyway the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's Neser Labayla to begin with. So as long as there's a reasonable argument B'mitzias that you have straightened out the Kamatim enough before you submerge, then you can rely on the Taz's Eitzah if you do that, and not require another tefillah. Ramosha is nota lahachmir on this in Achelak Aruch Simen Kuvav. Achelak Aruch Simen Kuvav, he writes that there are riots to the Taz, but he writes that it's hard to be makel against the Shach, meaning that even a situation in which you follow the Taz of Eitzah and you went at Savara before bending in, and then you were to Rosh HaLokadar Kedosa, Ramosha thinks that another tefillah may be required. Okay. Chabad writes in Sif Mem, Tzarech Lahamid Al Gaba Yehudis Gedola Yosef Yubeis Shana V'Yamechad V'Shashi Tavelas. That you have to have a mikveh attendant. You have to have a Jewish woman of age. Why? Shetira shelo yishar misa'ar rosha tzachal p'nei amayim. You have to make sure that there's no hair that's not submerged. Then eila mishetamet ogaba oshu b'layla, and you can't see, tichroch sa'ara al rosha b'chutei tzeber. Over Tzusha Barosha, so you have to tie your hair in such a way to ensure that it's all going to get easily submerged. Vasha Tirafes, over Shasharat Shalchutim, Kalulos, Al Kosheris, Bagi Rafoi, Al Sarasaha. So where does this din come from that you need a mikveh attendant? This is a Rosh, a Rashba, that the Beis Yosef quotes, that you need someone to ensure the hair is going to go under the water. And that next line in the Mechaber of tying the hair together, if you have no better option, that's from the Ravid. And that's an Eitzah where you have no other option. That's how the Mechaber quotes it here in Shulchan Aruch. So who is this woman who is qualified to be an attendant? They sell the quotes from the Kalb on the Ogur, Isha Yehudis, Jewish woman, Obaila, or her husband, come back to that. Onara Shigidola Yosemi Beshami Yamachad, or a Jewish girl who is above Bas Mitzvah. That's the Beis Yosef quotes it. In the Vosvaros, he points out in the Augur, he doesn't have the word Baila. So the Augur has Isha Yehudis Onara Gidola, and the Kolbom has Isha Yehudis Obaila. Onara, who is a gadol. Why does it have to be someone over Bas Mitzvah? The Gaon writes here in Sivkatan Menhei, V'david eskazik yisura, eino na'amel akatan, afil b'derbana. This is considered eskazik yisura. Since it's eskazik yisura, and you need a determination that the woman's status is changing le tahara, and you need someone to ascertain that the status has changed and there's no hair that isn't fully submerged, so that's why you need a gedola, because the ketana has no nemanus in such a situation. Okay, what about a non-observant woman? Does the mikveh attendant need to be observant? Igros Moshe Yerodeya Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Hei Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Hei Bedvar Shei Lasa Odos Che Ishta Mashkechas Bahamikva Eino shomeres das, umumeres nikva, varu pashut she'ein shayech lismacholal yanei kashrus atvila. If the woman herself is not observant, she doesn't hold the taras and mishpacha, she has no nemanis. Loma shenipa kol gufa mesaras b'mayim, that sarach idia brua b'shazik yisura, that's why you need a gedola, is mitzai in the gon. Then he says, you don't have to go answer that. Even that is chazik yisura, a katan wouldn't be naman. Because we're potentially talking about the raisas. Even though chatzitzas miyot is only derabanan, but if part of the hair is not in the water, that's an ikuv min ha-Torah. So why did the Golem say that chazik yisura, she's not naman even by derabanans? Maybe that's a rak of the milsa. That even if it would only be derabanan, it's a chazik yisura. But in most situations, we're talking about a potential concern about the deraisa, that if the hair is not totally submerged, that's not a tefillah min ha-Torah. So says Rav Moshe. Nidarki Tshuva, hearing some Kafin Kuf Lamed Aleph, he quotes a few variations on the same theme from Achronim. He quotes the Tshuva's Machna Chayim, that if you have a mikveh attendant who is nohegas bekalos, and she's marshal other women with kulos shalo kedas, you have to remove her from the position. Especially nowadays, where it's not just pro forma, but a lot of women that have long hair, and that requires careful watching to make sure that the hair goes into the mikvah. Then he goes to Shuvas Nata Sorek. Yeredeh Simen Samich Dalid. A woman that doesn't cover her hair. Can she be a mikvah attendant? So he quotes that even if she's not a mumeres, she's not a mumeres le osadavar, le taras ha-mishpacha, but better not to have such a person.
Would that be different from Bismarck's dad?
That may depend on the community. If you're in a community where the majority of women that identify as Orthodox don't cover their hair and are careful about Taras Mishbacha otherwise, and there's a reasonable Omer Mutter argument, so then things may be different. This is Hungary between the wars, where number one, the danger of infiltrating influences may have been more strongly felt, and it was not the norm at all in these communities. So that may be community specific. There are definitely communities with proper mikvahs in the U.S. That do have such women functioning in such capacities where that mode of presentation is the norm in such a community. Then he quotes a Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim. A woman who is a mikvah attendant who extinguished the candle in the mikvah on Friday night. And when they confronted her, she said that it was a mistake. She thought that it wasn't yet Ben Ashmashas. Now, Ben Ashmashas in Hungary before the war was a lot later than our Ben Ashmashas. They followed Ben Atam Lekulo. So the answer was that if she was mekabel divrei chavras, to be careful from that point on, they could keep her. But you definitely should take a woman who has kavos das, only someone who is a yirat shamayim. Okay. Now, and that line that the Kobo has of putting Baila on the list, take a look at the Piskei Tshuva in Simon Kuf Sadi Hei, Sif Katan Beis. Piskei Tshuva, Simon Kuf Sadi Hei, Sif Katan Beis. So this is on Harchakos Lo Yigaba. Shuvas Noda Behuda Tinyana Yaradeya Simon Kuf Kaf Beis. Nishta Yishvi Isha Darn Bekvar. The man and woman live in a village. The Asham Yehudi O Yehudi Zulas Hazad Levadam. They're the only Jews in town. It's impressive that they're the only Jews in town and they have a mikvah. But you shouldn't live in a place without a mikvah. In Mutter Labayla, Lamer Allah, Keshehi Tavelas, Lero Shethe Kula Tachas Amayim. So can the husband be with a mikvah attendant? In Yachal, Tamcha Biyadav, Ludachva Tachas Amayim. That's the second question. The custom, he said, Svar Nira, Kevin the Isser Nagia, Vachin Isser Stachlis, Mkamas Mechusim, is Shema Yavali the Hergal Aveira. So the whole reason for the Harchakos, Isser Stachlis, Isser Nagia, is Hergal Aveira. But here it should be Mutaris in 30 seconds. But the Kain, Yeshua, Yinachar, Yeshla Hatir. So says the Shuvas No de Behuda. Yerushalmi told me that this came up in Tamersville once at the very end of one summer when no one was left. I'm sorry? And then the picture here in Sivkat and Kaf Beis quotes Chuvas Rebbe Kiveger. In lo asasa tikun zeh v'tavla beinu lebein atzma lo asa tvila, that the requirement of a mikvah attendant is likuva. So if a woman didn't have an attendant there and she didn't tie her hair in the way that the rabbi suggests, that is ma'akev. She would have to go to the mikvah again. And that's generally how we assume. Okay. Sif Mem Beis. Nichnasu Tsuroos Uksamim Besidke Raglaha. If there are pebbles in the crevices of her feet, in her toes. Milmata Chotzitzim. Where does this come from? The Beis Yosef writes. This is the Rambam. The Yeshua tomorrow. The tiny bit of Safta de Mikvaos. Parachas. I wonder, this is what you were asking about Meir last time regarding the status of feet in Mayim Akdimim and Beis Astarim. So, Yeshua tomorrow. The tiny bit of Safta de Mikvaos Parachas. If you have pebbles that get lodged in the crevices of the foot, under the foot, Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Chotzeit, Bnei Shuka Beis Astarim. That's not Chotzeit because that's a Beis Astarim. The Kamebul Chazina, Mandapalag Rabbi Akiva, Havalei, the Mitzvah of Asay. No one argues with Rabbi Akiva. The Tosafot of course, Rabbi Akiva, without a Cholek. So that's saying that the area under the feet is a Beis Astarim. And therefore, Eino Chotzeis. V'yesh lomar, Tekeva denaki leitana, Mishma d'yichida, Mashma d'kula rabban avu, pligi aleha. No, the fact is, the Sefer HaKosis Rebbe Akiva, it sounds like everyone argues, the Chama argue, and therefore we do view it as a regular chatzitza, and therefore a problem. So that's why the Rama paskins, yes, chotzitzin against the Tosefta. That's why he paskins Shulchan Aruch, yes, chotzitzin. Now the Shach writes over here, chotzitzin, the Alpha God, the Beis Astarim, Eina Tzarech Bias Mayim, Ra'i L'Bias Mayim B'inan. It has to be Ra'i L'Bias Mayim. So the Shach sounds like he's saying this is a Beis Astarim, but he's saying Eina Ra'i L'Bias Mayim. Right, the way the Beis Yosef presents it is that this is not called a Beis Astarim. So are we talking about only the area between the toes, or are we talking about the bottom of the foot as well? Sidke ragla. Right, so there aren't usually crevices in the bottom of the foot. So we're just talking about the area between the toes. That sound right? So I'm not sure why the Shach seems to present it differently than the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef writes in the Kesef Mishnah also, Lahalacha, this area is now called the Beis Astarim. Shach says it is Beis Astarim, but it's anywhere the Beis Mayim. So that was the case why the Beis Yosef said that. Not sure. I forgot to look at the Badi Yashochad if he talks about this. Okay, let's just finish up a couple more small points in the Semen, and then we'll call it a day. There are more rights in Sifnam Gimel. Yesh Omim Sheisha Tzricha Lahatil Mayim Kodin Tfilah. A woman has to go to the bathroom before she goes to the mikvah. Emi Tzricha Lekach, if she needs to. Gam Tzricha Liv Dagasma, Begidol and Mutanim, she has to Tzricha Lahatil. She has to also check that she's not holding it in. Below you, Yimuri, and the B.S. Mayim. There's a concern. Sorry? There's a concern that if she has to go to the bathroom, she's holding it in. So that may be a chisaron in Ra'i L'Bias Mayim, because there's some area where the water is prevented from going in because of the muscle tension associated with having to go to the bathroom. So this is based on Ra'avan, based on Gemara Nidim and Gimel Menalef. The Gemara there is talking about a Zava. The Gemara there is talking about a Zava who went to the mikvah where Neku Meme Raglah. So Zava went to the mikvah where there's Me Raglahim that's blocking. And the Marachah is Haru and the Goshari Duru are bothered. What does that have to do with us? That Gemara is only Linyan Taurus. There's no evidence that the Gemara's concern of Me Raglahim is relevant to the Bible. And the Shach says over here in Sukkot and Hay that anyway this is only a lechachila. It's not leikuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva chelak aleph simin kuf. Chelak aleph simin kuf. Rav Moshe assumes that the whole concern is where she's holding it in a very. There's a strong need to relieve herself and she's holding it in. But in a situation where it's anything short of that, so that wouldn't be even a potential problem. That's not a concern over here. Sif Mem Zayin, Mechadra writes, Min Kinim Shedvukim Bebasar, Benoshkin Beor Bemokim Seyar. If you have lice that are adhered to the body and are eating up the skin of the hair, then it's bakim becholzek bebasar, tzarech lasiran ayidei chamin v'lgordam mitzikoni, I grew them. And ein ayachol ahat, lasir ein chatzitza. But if you can't remove the lice, it's not a chatzitza. Why not? Says a gon nun gibel, kevan de rabisei v'lgein makedas. If you can't remove the lice, that's hayne rabisei, that's considered part of the body, that's natural, and she's not makpedas. About a year ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael last February, before the world shut down, so I was spent Shabbos on my sister in Mat Beit Shemesh, if during Shovavim, and I had been seeing Vosner, the youngest or younger son of the Shevet Levi, who built the Washington Heights Erev, the other side, and many other Erevin in the U.S. Used to live half the year months. He now is his all full time. He was giving a Moshe Shabbos Shovim Shir. I decided to go see what he had to say. So he said that nowadays you can't rely on this mechaber, because nowadays everyone's makbid about lice. No one, you can't say that if someone has lice in their head, it's ena makpedis, even if you can't remove it. And the only solution, if you can't remove the lice, is to shave all the hair off. And he said he's more mocking than his father on this. That his father was mako, that if you really can't remove it, and you know you can't remove it, then you say hainu revisei. But Ben Zion Gosner thought that you can't, nowadays everyone is makbid, and you can't just rely on hainu revisei. And Rabbi Morgenstern called something similar from Rabbi Yashiv, that even if it, not exactly the same nisuch, but he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, even if it takes a lot of effort to remove it, you still have to remove it. Even if you went to one woman and she couldn't remove it, you have to find someone else. You have to exhaust all options to make sure that to try to remove it. So it sounds like from that quotation of Rabbi Yashiv, it's mamish impossible to remove it. Maybe it would have been mako. And Rabbi Ben Zion Vosner said that he wouldn't be mako even if it's impossible to remove it. Okay, then this is more of an Eretz Yisrael shaila than American shaila. We have many other problems, but lice doesn't seem to be one of the bigger ones. Okay. The Mechaber in Sif Mem Ches quotes the Din of Havana. Nida shetavla below kavana kigon shenafla sachamayim osher yarda lahakir harezim b'teres l'bayla. That if a woman goes to the mikveh without kavana, she falls into the water. Or, you have a little battery, my sheep. Oh, 20%. It's not so low. Okay. A woman falls into the water. No kavana. Or she's just going for a swim. Harezu mutares labayla. So this is based on Gemara, the end of the second part of Chulin. The beginning of the second part of Chulin. Lamed Aleph from Beis. The Gemara there has Nida shenensa v'tavla. A woman is tavalos in a situation where there's no kavana, in the onus situation. That's machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And that's machlokas. We've shown him that the mechaber goes here, v'alacha. The mechaber passes like the Rambam that the tefillah is good. And the Rambam writes, v'yesh machmirim u'matzvichun asa tefillah cheres. V'yisos v'shem rashba ben yirucham rokeach. Hagos Ashri, Vesha Hachmir, Lechachila, to require another Tvila. Says the Tas of Katamem, Vesh Machmirim, Avalim Ansa Chaverta Osa, Vitavla, have a Tvil de Verkol, Kikavas Chaverta Vishabir Kavana. Right. So someone else pushes you into the mikvah, and she has kavana, that is, you can't. That works. So says the Shas of Katan's Samach. Based on the Gemara in Chul and Lamed Aleph on the base. Says the Pesach Yeshuvah of Katan Kachas, the Sefer Chamudah Daniel Tzav Yad, L'chor B'yar Dach L'chaverta. It only works if a female friend pushes her in. Aval Ish L'mahani. But if a man pushes her in, it doesn't work. Why should that be? Why should there be a difference between a man and a woman? So I looked last time at the Chamur de Daniel Ksav Yad, which was published in recent years. He doesn't explain. He just quotes the din that is referenced here in the Hemshech of the Ramah, that you should be careful that a man should not be the first person to encounter a woman when a woman comes out of the Beis HaTfilah. So it sounds a little bit like the man shouldn't be there, but what that means about Kavan, I'm not sure, unless he means to say that somehow the woman was pushing in and supplying the Kavan. But if the man shouldn't be there in the beginning, he shouldn't create a situation in which he's going to be the first person to see the woman she comes out of the mikvah, so maybe you can't argue that that's a proper kavanah. I'm not sure. The Talmidei Daniel just Messiah says it in, difference between man and woman, he quotes that halacha that a man shouldn't be pagay a woman when she comes out of the mikvah. Also from the Chamud Daniel, if her husband's sick, and she counts Shiva Nakiyam, and she's tovelas in order to touch her husband, but there's no Kavanas Tashmish, that also works. You don't need specific Kavanas Tashmish, you just need that Kavana, that the tefillah should be effective. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we will talk about Berachas Tefillah Siman Reish, and then just a couple small halakas, the din of the beginning of Simon Kruf Pei Hei, of a woman expressing the fact that she went to the mikvah, the din of the Ramani and the Simon Reish Aleph about taking a shower after going to the mikvah. It's relevant during COVID times, or at least the beginning of COVID times. And then we're going to go on to our halakas, which should take us to Pesach. We may, depending on how things go, have to throw in an extra shear sometime before Pesach just to finish Har Chakos in time. Okay.